Listen, honey, I can explain my absence for the last 3 months. Really, I can this time. You know how I kind of ran out on you on dinner? Well, I wasn't being rude. I was being scared shitless. You see, I sort of had something extremely important to tell you. And I choked. Big time. I went home. I wept. I cried uncontrollably, as a matter of fact, because I haven't got the guts to tell you. So I turned on the TV and there was this documentary about these guys climbing Mount Everest. And so I started thinking, wow, look how brave they are. Looking death in the face. No way they'd be so anxious to ask you. So then it occurred to me, if I were to climb Everest, a little thing like this would be as easy as a walk in the park. I know I should have told you first. It's crazy, I just went. So the next thing you know, I'm swinging in a nylon tent 25,000 feet up in the air, blowing huge grapefruit-sized rocks and sheets of ice as big as manhole covers through the air in every direction all around us. And the whole time, all I can think of, going round and round in my head, rehearsing over and over again, is you and what I'm going to say to you. So after 4 days, the storm passes. And miraculously, somehow, Gus and I are still alive. We climb up to the highest point on Earth. And up there, I feel like a god. I tell Gus to call me Zeus. And there I am, looking out in every direction, as far as the eye can see, over my kingdom. And suddenly, I'm overcome by the most incredible, life-altering revelation.